Well, hello.
Mr. Knapp, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I have been avoiding you.
Why?
Not because I don't like you or anything. I really enjoy the work we do together. I just have been... Okay, so let's have a look here. July, I was pretty much traveling. And then I have been busy doing not a lot of anything for the past 2 weeks. So I need to be... I need a little discipline. I have gotten, once again, I have strayed from my purpose of hunting down prospects, hunting down the whales and the elephants, and I have been spending my time doing operational stuff. So I have about $1 million coming in this month. One from a new client of about $250, who I met her literally sitting at the bar, and she's this nice Jewish older lady, and I just really liked her, and I decided I was going to take it because I just needed the win. And it's super easy. Nice family business, and she's just great, super, like, you know, easy, should be easy. I know I'm not supposed to, but I did it anyway. And then I have a current client who's bringing over 700, another 700, which will be fully, both will be fully managed. So, you know, I'll have about $1 million this month, which is good, considering I really have not been on track. So I need your help in, once again, getting me on the path. Like, I feel like in April, May, and June, like, I was starting, like, to spend the time the way we want me to spend the time, and then I went away, and I'm doing a directorship program, and I'm just distracted. So I need you to be militaristically precise and giving me, like, orders, because otherwise I won't do it. I'm completely flaky right now. I'm not sure what that is. I was thinking that it had to do with the fact that it's summer and a lot of people are away, but Nico won't allow me to use that excuse.
Good.
So, yes. So I know where I am. I know where I want to be. It's not like things are bad. It's just things are actually pretty good. I think getting $1 million a month is not bad at all. I think that's pretty good. But I need to refocus the energy on tapping into my network again. And that is not what I've been doing for the past couple of months.
All right. So tell me about something where you have developed rituals that do stick.
Oh, yeah. So the ritual I have that has stuck is using the, I don't know what the brand is, Franklin Planner. I use a Franklin Planner that, you know, has to have the size of a sheet of paper. It's daily. You get one per month. And it has, you write in your appointments. There's a prioritized daily task list. There's daily notes. Using that has really made me actually very happy. I think I'm marginally more organized, but I'm definitely happier. Like, I feel less anxious. What I need to add to this, and I talked with Nico about this after he had his supernova call with you, because, you know, that's what happens, Rob. He has his call with you, and then he calls me into the office, and he gets me to do stuff. And what I want to do with this is to time block, because if I time block, I'm a very disciplined person. I love regimen, so I'll use it. But if I don't time block, then I'll do operational stuff. I'll lose track of time.
Yeah. So let me ask you about your exercise routine. Are you ritualized about that?
Oh, incredibly. I cycle every day from 6 to 7, about 20 miles. And then 3 times a week I do CrossFit after work. And I cycle both weekend days. Once in a while I won't cycle, but I'll go for a walk or I'll go for a swim, depending on how I feel when I get up. But I probably do 9 or 10 workouts a week.
Okay.
I have to, or I get really cranky.
What else? You're pretty good about eating?
Yeah, I'm very healthy. In fact, I've probably lost about 20 pounds in the past 3 or 4 months. Very good.
Okay.
I look at it as energy, right? It's good, like it's fuel. So I have to put good stuff into my body in order to feel good.
So there are things that you will do for yourself that are in your best interest in order to, where they're deferred, it's all deferred gratification.
Right.
Okay, so everything that you're talking about, given the opportunity, would you rather play video games or watch TV or do something else than work out? Most people would rather not work out.
Right.
But people with good deferred gratification know that there are so many benefits, but the short-term pain has so many good benefits that they're willing to forego the TV or whatever.
Uh-huh. So for me, the short-term pain are the calls to set up their meetings. That's the short-term pain for me.
Right. You haven't made the rituals as you haven't made your prospecting deferred gratification enough of a ritual that it that it works for you.
That's it.
So what we have to do is we have to get it out of our head.
Yeah.
Into our ritual. See, the difference between a ritual and discipline is that we have a limited amount of discipline. Okay? So, and we all have about the same amount of it. The difference between successful people and unsuccessful people are those people that have taken and created rituals that are real, that they stick to, that are part of their daily routine, and no longer take discipline. It didn't take you any discipline this morning to get up and do your morning routine, brush your teeth, and eat something and come to work. That doesn't take any mental activity. It's just, you just do it.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And what happens with me is because the prospecting is still a discipline and not a regular routine, then I like psych myself out for it. Like I'm like, oh, I'll just call him tomorrow instead of just doing it. And if I do it, I know I get the results.
Yeah, you've got to get. I think one of the things that I see with you is you have too few prospects. You don't have enough activity to make it interesting for you.
Right.
Okay. So you can postpone calling 2 people for a month, and it doesn't matter. If you had to call 30 people today, you couldn't miss a day. Okay? So the point is that you don't have enough activity. You don't have enough going on that is interesting for you. Meaning the workout is so easy, it's not even worth going to the gym for.
Right, right. And that's why I'm not engaged. That's why I'm not engaged.
So you've got to torture yourself.
Okay.
You got to make it harder. You got to give yourself a harder workout.
Okay.
You got to make it hard for yourself. What you're giving yourself for, your goals are too low. You're not stimulated by it. It's boring. It's nothing. It doesn't mean anything to you. Because you don't have enough.
It's not a game. And it just needs to be like a fun game.
You got to turn it into a game, and you got to make it hard. So that when you're done, it's like a spinning class. When you're done, you got all the endorphins going on. I had a gal at work for me that was so disciplined about her prospecting that she literally couldn't go home until she finished. She had prospect cards.
What's that?
She had like 100 prospect cards that she worked on all the time, and she kept going through them and going through them, and she'd go through like 20 a day and call them every day, and just, I don't know, maybe she had 200, 300 prospect cards. Who knows how many she had.
But literally, she had like a 3x5 card?
Yeah, and she called them every single day. She was the most disciplined person I've ever seen. And she just called. I think she had Dun & Bradstreet leads, and she just called them every day off of those leads. And then she was amazingly successful, but it was almost an anorexic kind of behavior.
Yeah, it was obsessive. You know,
it was completely obsessive. To the point of being almost unhealthy. Like, I couldn't really introduce any other ideas to her because she was so committed to this one.
Okay, so how do we take some of the positive aspects of what she did and apply them to me, but let's not make it obsessive and unhealthy?
You don't want to be anorexic about it. You want to be healthy.
Exactly.
So what you need is you need to get into, you got to work it backwards to realize how much work you need to do in order to get what you want.
Okay.
Which you clearly haven't done, okay?
No.
Because you wouldn't have this problem if you knew what you wanted. So you gotta say, okay, this is what I want. And it's gotta be a high enough goal. $1 million a month is so boring for you that you hardly even notch it on the belt. Okay?
Okay.
So you gotta make it interesting for yourself. You gotta make it hard, and you gotta make it fun and challenging. Training, you know, if you said, okay, I'm going to go train for Kilimanjaro, that would be a lot different than if you didn't have any goal. Right? You've got to climb a mountain that's a really hard mountain at 20,000 feet, and this is the training you need to figure out what is the training you need to do every day in order to be ready for that and climb it in 6 months from now.
Okay.
And then we get you a personal trainer to either work with you or a training partner that you'd meet every morning at 6 o'clock and you'd do it together and you'd climb the mountain together.
But do you think I need someone other than you?
I think you need somebody there.
Yeah. Oh, I already chose Abraham. He's going to be my person. I just haven't held him to it. We haven't met. We talked about it, but we haven't met.
Well, you gotta meet every single day.
Okay.
And you got to set realistic goals that you can do, and then gradually make them harder and harder until you're ready to climb the mountain.
Okay. Okay. And
it isn't a linear training program.
Yeah, I think that also, I gotta get that out of my head because I think that intimidates me and then I just don't do it.
You gotta make it, it can make it so gradual you don't notice it.
Right, I think that's the key for me because I get anxious about things and then I just can't function. So I think like for the first week, the goal is 6 meetings. the second week the goal is 7, then, you know, then 7, then 8, then 9, you know what I mean?
No, I'd make it 5.
Okay.
But you make 5. And then you do 5 until you consistently make 5.
Okay.
Okay, and then 5 gets easy.
Right. Like, I remember, early in the year we were doing, like, 7, and that was easy.
Right.
And then I just, right. I don't know, I got complacent. I don't know.
Right. So then you make it 6, and then wait till you're doing it every day, 6.
Okay.
I mean, every week, 6. Okay, and then you raise it to 7. And then you raise it to 8. But you don't raise it to 8 until you can do 7 consistently.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. So you don't add the weight until the other weight, you get comfortable with the other weight.
Right,
that you can
right.
consistent. If you try the other weight and on Wednesdays you can't lift it, it's too much weight.
Right, and I'm going to be discouraged.
Right. So you want to lift what you can every day for a week, and then you raise the weight.
Right, and it's kind of like tricking myself too, because I know I could, I know I could do
it. Right. 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 And then you get to a point where I'm going to raise the quality of my appointments.
Okay.
So maybe I go back to 5, bigger ones.
Right. Okay.
Okay. And as I add quality, okay, so I'm doing the reps better than I was.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so it's gonna. I can't quite do as many because I was cheating a little bit. Okay. So when you do them right, it's gonna take more. You're gonna be able to do fewer.
Right.
So do them up to say 7 or 8 a week, and then raise the quality and drop it back.
Okay.
6. Okay, and then do those 6 high quality ones until you're comfortable with that, and then maybe it takes 2 weeks at 6.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, and track your pipeline. Are you tracking your pipeline?
Yeah. Well, I have an Excel spreadsheet, but I haven't been tracking.
Yeah. Okay.
So you need there are other ways to track. Maybe that's not working for me. It's not working for me, right?
You gotta get a partner that is willing to meet with you every day.
Okay.
All right. So you are in. Okay, so you work out from 6 to 7 at night. That's not a problem. So can you have coffee at 7 o'clock with somebody every day?
No.
Why not?
7 o'clock p.m.
A.m.
No, wait. Oh, a.m. Yeah, I guess I could. Why not?
Right.
Why not? If it's that important to me, I'll do it.
Right.
Okay. So, all right.
So
I got that.
You have coffee for a half an hour, and you go through how'd you do yesterday? How'd you do today? 15 minutes. You only need a short time, but you need to have somebody that will consist. When I trained for my marathon, my buddy and I, it was the only time I was really friends with him. It's so weird.
But that's okay.
Yeah. He met with me every day we ran. Not every day. We had a couple of days off because we had to recoup. But we gradually raised it up until we were doing, I don't know, 15 miles a day. And that was all I ever ran. I never ran 26. I just ran like 15 or 16 or 17. Maybe the longest was 20.
That's all right. 26 is too much anyway.
Right. Then I ran 26. But I could never have done that without him.
Right.
Impossible.
All right.
The second one I could have probably run without him because I knew how to do it then. It was okay.
Right, but I don't know how to do this right now. I need to be accountable.
Right. Okay, so you got to find somebody else that's willing to do the same thing that you're doing.
Oh, all right. Let me see if Abe can do it. I don't know if he can do it, though. He might not be the right person. He doesn't even come in every day. So
yeah, so find somebody else. Find,
yeah.
How about Ricardo? Will he do it?
No, he doesn't come in every day.
Hmm. Is there anybody that comes in every day?
Hmm. The CSAs come in every day.
Right.
I don't know, maybe Pamela. No, that might work. Yeah, I gotta think about that. Because it's gotta be the right person. And it needs to be someone consistent. And there are a lot of inconsistencies with people.
Well, you know, somebody maybe in your position that you admire them. They're more disciplined than you, but not where they want to be, and they want to do this. You know, they want to get there.
I agree. All right. All right, that's on the to-do list. Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, it can't be Nico. He's not here every day. I'll figure it out.
You know, somebody that you work out with?
No, anybody I work out alone. Yeah. My husband would be ideal, but I don't know that I want to involve him in my business, even if I used, like, initials or something, you know?
Because of confidentiality, you mean?
No, because I feel like it would interfere, like, with other things in our marriage, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know that, like, I mean, I know he would do it if I asked him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't know your relationship. I wouldn't have done it with my wife.
Yeah.
My wife isn't the right person.
Yeah, I don't know that my husband's the right person. I don't know that. And I don't know that I would want to introduce that kind of, like, that into the relationship, because it's kind of, I don't know, it's holding someone accountable. It's slightly antagonistic. All right.
It is.
I gotta figure that out.
But the nice thing is that they're on the hook too.
Right. Yes. He wouldn't be on the hook, so.
Right. So if they're on the hook too, then you both are being good for each other. It's like working out. It's like money. You gotta show up.
Exactly.
So the most important thing is to show up every day at 7.
Right.
Okay, that's the key.
Okay.
Showing up is half the game. So you show up and face the music one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the consistency, too.
It is. And then, frankly, after you've done this for, you know, say 40 days, 2 months, you probably don't need that person anymore.
Oh, okay, okay. But I'm glad you said that, because my brain tends to think that I have to do things forever. But knowing that this is just a month or two commitment makes it easier to think about it and to think about who would be right.
Yeah, but they gotta show up. So they could miss a day, but they can't miss a week. That's
right.
The kind of thing.
Right. Right.
You have to figure out who are the people that you're going to call, and are there enough? You got to make sure there's enough of them.
Yeah, that I'm not worried about in the short term or medium term. That I am worried about in the longer term, but I think that rectifies itself. I think I just need to.
Right. Prospecting generates prospects.
Right. And that's what really good advisors, successful advisors know. And that's what everybody else worries about. But that's what happens. If I get out there and meet with 5 or 6 people every week, I'm not going to have to worry about finding people.
No.
It'll happen.
People will show up and they'll be introduced to you, and people find out you're doing what you're doing, and they get excited and refer people to you and so forth.
Exactly.
And it does have a compounding effect.
Yeah, it does. It does. And I need to remember that and not get in front of myself. All right. Okay, so that's one thing I'm going to do. I'm going to find a person. I'm going to find a buddy.
Yep.
I'm going to rethink how I'm doing my prospect list. I am, because although I like Excel, it's not working. Like, I don't instinctively come in and open it up and say, okay, this is, you know, I'm excited to be looking at this right now. So I need another thing to do. Maybe it's just a notebook. I have found that writing things down makes me do things. So maybe I just need to write it down.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, it's whatever clear. It is, right?
Right. I mean, I keep everything I do is on paper also.
Yeah, I'm going to use a notebook.
Okay.
Good, okay. Okay, we're making progress here.
Everything I do is from centers of influence.
Right.
Everything I do is from referrals. I mean, I can't imagine my business without, I mean, I do not ever want a cold call. No, so I don't. I could.
Yeah.
But to me, that'd be ridiculous when I have thousands of people that have taken my course and like it. And how could it not be, you know, why would I not use the people that are very satisfied to refer me, right?
Precisely. It would be stupid, and you wouldn't do that.
Right. Now, here's a good idea. This is a longer-term good idea, but, you know, each client, you have a folder for each client. And when they refer business to you, you write down the name in the referrals given and referrals received.
Yes.
Section, right? So I want you to write down the date that you got the introduction, and then the date that they opened the account, right? And on the date that they opened the account, I want you to call them and thank them for opening the account.
Ah, yeah, I like that.
So you call the client and thank them for opening the account for 1 year anniversary. You call the center of influence or the person that referred you and thank them for introducing you.
Uh-huh.
And just think about it. They just made 2 people happy, right?
Yeah, that's going to make them feel great.
Right. It's going to make them feel great. Because it's a year later and, you know, Rob Knapp referred John Smith to you and you're telling me that John Smith is very happy and that you're very happy and it's a good fit and life is good. And I, as a center of influence, or the client that referred John Smith is going to make you very, you know, it makes the person that referred very happy. He's made a friend happy, and he's made his financial advisor happy.
Right.
He's made 2 people happy. Therefore, his probabilities of thinking, you know, I've got one more guy for you on that same call, without you even asking.
Right.
Probabilities are that he's going to do that.
Uh-huh.
And that, to me, is the only time where you sort of remind him of what made him feel so good. Right?
Uh-huh. And that's nice.
Because he wants to feel good again.
Right.
So he wants to refer somebody else to you. So what I recommend is going back to your existing clients and figure out where they came from, who referred them to, what year they did, and call them and thank them. So to do it retroactively.
Right. Okay.
Okay? And tell them what a good fit it is, how happy everybody is, and how much you appreciate it.
Okay.
All right? So That's the newest version of the folder system. Updated.
I like that.
It's a very simple little thing, but I think it can be very effective, because in the end you'll have, you know, 30 or 40 thank you calls to make, which is really awesome opportunities for introductions.
Right, and they're easy to do, and they're happy, like, things to do, so.
Right, it's like calling somebody on their birthday, you know?
Oh, I know, and I wanted to do that. That's such an easy thing to do.
This is better, okay?
Yeah, but birthday calls are great for me because I have a huge network and there are people that I want to touch base with, and I get, like, in my own head about why I call them, and calling them on my birthday is just a great thing. You know what I mean? So that I want to reinstitute. That's just a great way for me to kind of keep things warm.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I used to take out every FA on their anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you told me that. Yeah. I love that.
And the FAs would, you know, I'd let the other FAs take them out on their birthdays, but I did the anniversary when they started with the firm.
Right.
That was our anniversary.
Yeah, exactly. That's memorable for both of you.
And I never had any agenda. It was just us.
Yeah.
Just get out and talk and tell me about the family and kids and whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So it was always very beneficial, particularly for me, because I got caught up and they would open up where they don't open up when I'm doing a review, or they never open up then. So it's smart. It's so smart. Anyway.
I'm motivated.
Okay, so yeah, just, you know, get back on the train. The key isn't getting on the train and off the train and all that. It's to get on the train, and when you get off, you get back on as quick as possible.
Right away. Yeah, I don't get caught up in it. Yeah.
That's why the meetings are so important. It'll keep you on the train. If you're off the train, you know, the other person will call and say, "Where were you this morning?" That's what you need, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Until it becomes a ritual. Until it's not a ritual yet.
Right.
And you got to make it something that's painful. Like, your workout is painful when you don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make this painful when you don't do it.
Right. And then eventually it'll be a regimen.
Yes, you'll feel terrible when you don't feel it. You feel guilty, but you don't feel that guilty. You don't feel it. It's not painful for you.
Right.
And you don't do it. Now you've got to make it so it hurts as much as not eating or drinking or working out. Those are all rituals that you don't feel good if you don't do them. This is no different. And don't get caught up in the results. Just celebrate the activity.
Okay. Yeah. I like that. Celebrate that. Focus and celebrate
the activity.
Yeah.
You don't celebrate. You don't. When you work out, you're not a hope. You're not. You know, it's great to have new good times and all that stuff, but the fact that you showed up and you did it is what you should be celebrating.
Right. Okay? Right, and the results will come.
The results always come. Your brain makes you get more efficient and makes you do better and want to achieve and want to go faster and all those things. But the key is to show up.
Consistently.
Yeah, it's really, and it never gets, honestly, I'm sure for you, cycling and all that, it's never easy. You always have, like, okay, I'll get up and do it, you know, or yes,
well,
I'll go and.
Right, you push yourself a little bit differently every time.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just, yeah, it feels good to do it, and you love doing it, but still, sometimes it's easier not to do it, and so you've got it as a ritual. And that's what you have to keep. You gotta click that same thing in that makes you get on the bike. You get on
the prospecting.
Get on this prospecting thing.
Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
Got it. So I'm gonna.
We would like $10 million a month.
I know. Wouldn't that be great? But I'm not gonna think about it like that. I'm gonna think about it as first 5 meetings, then 6, then 7, then 5 quality meetings. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're back on it.
Good. Now, one thing you could do would be send me an email every week.
Yep.
I had a guy that quit drinking, and every week he'd send me an email. He said, the water is still clear and cool. that was our code word.
Your code.
Yeah,
right.
So you can send me an email that says, the water is still clear and cool.
And that's all, and I don't have to, like, detail stuff if I don't want to? Because sometimes it's like the end of the day and I don't want to detail stuff.
Just send me an email at the end of the week and say, the water is clear and cool.
All right.
That will be our code word. You did
it. I did it.
Right.
I like that.
Okay.
Super. I'm motivated.
Okay.
I'm gonna go get my notebook for my prospects.
Yay, good. Yeah. That's good though. You know yourself. You like that. You like seeing the physical thing. You know. That's why I tell people, use the folders. People like the physical thing.
Yeah, they love the folders.
Okay.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you. Bye, dude. See you.
Bye.